Live from the nation's capital, thanks to the folks at Radio One. Good morning, Skipperoo. Good morning, Damon.
Whoa, he's in that funny chair. My dude, D-Dub, Damon Williams. What's poppin', Dame?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah, I know you got some upcoming shows. Got to get the peeps ready.
Oh, yeah, I'll be closer to Sybil. I'll be in Baltimore Comedy Factory December 22nd, 23rd in the DMV area.
Right. In the DMV, yes.
DM to the V, baby.
Ready to
and
put
And they
it
are
down.
Waiting for you, Damon.
That's what's up.
Of course, my man Tom Joyner enjoying his Christmas vacation. Now, Miss Sybil got all bourgeois last night on us.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a minute. I have not heard bourgeois in a minute.
She got real uppity. Damon, Sybil attended the White House Christmas party last night.
Yes.
Details, babe. Details.
The deets are all there. You know what? It was the last Christmas party that many of us will probably ever go to in the White House.
I wonder why.
And it was kind of bittersweet, but a lot of folks. Let me just tell you this: going to the White House is part of the excitement, and a part of the process is a lot of standing in line and waiting. And the earlier you go, the better. But, you know, even if they say the gates open at 6 o'clock and you're there, getting in is still a process because you have to go through several stops with your ID to get through to the White House. And there was a line that was wrapped around a statue and what have you. But we were in line and with Reverend Al and his lovely friend, and we about 45 minutes it took from the time we got in line to getting into the East Wing. Mm-hmm. So it's beautifully decorated. It wasn't too cold. It was cold, but not too cold. And just talking to people and everything. And it's so awesome just walking up to the door. It's not the door that you see for the front door, you know, where the guy ran in with when the front door was open.
Oh, yeah.
You go,
mm-hmm.
You come in through the side. But got in and changed my shoes. And so as you walk through and you see all the beautiful things, and it's just so beautifully appointed with the trees and the live statues of Sonny and Bo are one of the first things that greet you there around one of the many Christmas trees. Really? And you go in and you get a beverage of your choice, a lot of champagne, a lot of wines being poured and sipped last night. And I got to tell you, Roland Martin, I did not see him waiting off to the side, so he made good with his time. But every time I would try to get close to Roland, he was holding court.
Really?
Holding court so much, guys, that when we left, we went across the street, and we were sitting in a bar, and the ladies were coming out, and they said, you know, this is because at one point when it's time to go, they start closing the doors and moving people out. Yeah. And the lady said they just kept moving us out. But Roland kept us just enthralled. I was like, Roland? And so they said, yes. And it just makes us feel like we need to be out there doing something. This is the last Christmas party. And now Roland is telling us we ain't ish. We need to be out there doing something.
Sounds like
wow.
It.
But it was that kind of crowd. It was, you know, Reverend Al was there. It was TV and radio night. And so, you know, all of the who's who were there. Lester Holt was there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, NBC Nightly News anchor. And April Ryan, the great April Ryan, the queen of all media, was there. Joy Reid was there. And Reverend Al, as I said, and just, I mean, you open up your morning paper, you open up or turn on your morning radio or TV, and that person was there and represented. And Skip, I got to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Got a chance, and part of the whole thing is you go and you're able to take a photograph with the president and the first lady.
Okay,
and the first lady looked at me and she said, "How's Skip?"
Oh, please. Stop it. Stop
How's
it,
Skip? Did Skip How's ask Skip? About me? Did Skip ask
I'm from
about
Chicago.
Me?
She ain't asked how's Danny. She didn't say, what's up with Gucci?
She didn't say, you know, and you know what? She, under her breath, she said, Gucci D, tell Gucci D I said, what's up?
That's all I'm saying. Self-sorry.
I love the first lady. Yeah,
so let me run this straight. You had to stand a long line to get into a party to pop bottles and kick it with... with Roland. That sounds like
I never even got a chance to, which is like another party with Roland. You know, he's so busy holding court, you don't even get to say, hey, what's up, Roland? But it's just such an honor to be included and to see people. You know, you got your Wolf Blitzers chugging down food, wolfing down food, as I like to say.
Yeah, what'd y'all eat on, Sybil?
There were a lot of finger foods, a lot of appetizers and what have you. And so there was some roast beef, you know, that kind of turkey stuff. And stuff like that. Yeah, all in finger food fashion.
I bet you looked
any
amazing.
Wings?
No, I didn't see any wangs.
What?
No wangs.
No wangs. But I bet you at the president's library opening, I'm sure that's Southside.
Yeah,
you know,
that's gonna be
some wangs. Ribs and wangs for sure.
Were you dressed in your Christmas red?
I had a gold dress on.
Oh,
and
bet you looked amazing, though.
I got a lot of compliments, I must say.
I tell you, Damon, Sybil fixes up so nicely. I remember once I was out at some event and I ran into...
It was a funeral, Skip. A funeral.
You were fixed up for the funeral? Yeah. Let me go get fixed up for the funeral.
Raised up.
Undertaker.
Let me get fixed up
for this funeral. Go ahead, Skip. Tell your funeral story.
I talked to her for about 15 minutes before I even realized who it was I was talking to. She was looking so good.
That's a compliment and it's an underhanded knock.
It really is. You know,
that's like saying,
okay.
Wow, who fixed you up?
Right.
Well, exactly.
You know, you go around looking like a 12-year-old for the morning because you get dressed in the dark, and then when the lights come up and the sun comes up, then you put your adult clothes on. So.
Yeah, you throw your ovation in. You know,
Thank you, Damon. Thank you.
Talking about underhand, I see you, Damon.
That's right. The ovation cell therapy was in full effect last night.
You know, she getting me and Tom some of that for Christmas. That's why I'm bringing it up.
what you can put it on, Damon?
The hair on my knuckles.
Okay,
Damon,
buddy.
You deserve healthier, longer, stronger hair.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time at the White House Christmas dinner.
I did. And thanks to all the folks at the White House for inviting me. And it was just amazing.
Oh, man.
So was it all Christmas music?
There were young groups who were singing, and then there were some of the military bands and what have you. They were playing as well and singing. So it was
no
all
DJ
Christmas
though, huh?
It didn't have a DJ, and so here's the thing: as we were walking down to take our picture, and this one guy's like, "This is it. This is how it's gonna be." Because we were waiting for them to start, you know, to throw in the rugs back, and this is the last one. I thought we were gonna. And I looked down, and it's this little white guy,
right.
He was ready to go, but.
Like, what? No trap music?
I know, right? Right?
Well, because, you know, Obama's favorite DJ is from Chicago, DJ Vince Adams. He
exactly.
Does all of their parties. And you know, he can play any occasion, so I figured they have a little bit of DJ Mint Condition's new Christmas music or something.
Right.
Yeah. What
yeah, that's the question. Now, was it traditional Christmas music, or was it, like, jazzed up?
No, it depended on the group depended on what room you were in. But for the most part, I mean, it was pretty traditional. But there were a couple of, you know, jazzy renditions that they would throw in. Yeah.
A Sybil,
at
what
time? Did you hear This Christmas at all?
No.
Sha-da-da-da-da.
Because then you know it's Christmas.
Then you know it's black folks' Christmas, too.
Really? That's when you know. So, you know, Skip, you're going to have to play that for us today.
Okay.
Didn't get a chance to see it. But I did get a chance to talk to April White. And can I give a shout-out to Addie, wasn't it, who is at the White House, and she's just a delight. And all these kids, you know, who work there, and now they're going on to their next chapter. And we were all just kind of longingly looking at all of the things there and wondering if all of these things are going to be in the same place next year. For those
what did you say Addie's name was?
Addie is it, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you, what you mean, wasn't it?
Stop really? It, David. There he is.
Really?
Sybil, at what time did President Obama come out and make the announcement? Y'all ain't got to go home, but you
but
got
you
gotta to
get the...
Yeah. What time was that made?
Right.
Coming up on the show today, since it is Tuesday, of course, my man D-Dub, Damon Williams, is in the funny chair. Also, actor Cedric Yarbrough from the ABC hit comedy series Speechless. Dave Hollister will be on the show today. And coming up this hour, a live in-studio jam right here in the Red Velvet Cake Studio featuring Kenny Lattimore. He's got a brand new Christmas album. All that and more.